Fortunately, a new green urbanism has arisen, one that understands we have to do at least two of what National Geographic recently called the five changes major Middle Eastern cities need to make before becoming more sustainable. Transform food and toilet waste problems into solutions. Transform all organic residuals into fuel and fertilizer within the city. Use the fuel to power significant portions of the city. Use the fertilizer to grow food in the city through vertical urban farming. Keep all inorganic waste in the city as process inputs for a closed-loop industrial ecology solution. In many places in the Middle East where I do my work, and around the world, this is already beginning to be done. My own work has focused on transferring do-it-yourself and commercial Indian, Chinese, and Israeli home and community-scale urban biodigestion technology to poor communities in Egypt and Palestine and in Central America. My NGO, Solar Cities, has been teaching people how to transform their wastes through home biogas systems that completely eliminate wastes, allowing vertical rooftop gardening and guarantee approximately 2 hours of cooking gas from every bucket of food waste they have. Egyptian Environmental Minister Leila Iskander, a friend of mine, is providing subsidies to families who implement community biodigesters in Egypt, and scientists and policymakers from Sudan to Saudi Arabia to Turkey are exploring the cradle-to-cradle model of industrial ecology. On an even larger scale, Masdar City in the United Arab Emirates is leading the region in the waste-to-energy initiative. An article in the national UAE newspaper said that Abu Dhabi produces 1 million tons of municipal waste a year, so much that if it was all put in the landfill would equal the size of the city itself in one generation. However, they say, quote, biological conversion of organic fraction waste has great potential to produce renewable fuels and biochemicals. It also has a valuable byproduct, a nutrient-rich residue that can be used as fertilizer or compost in combating desertification by putting nutrients back into the UAE's farmlands, end quote. On a small scale or a large scale, the truth is that doing this is actually easy and cost-effective. And it's something humanity has understood since history began. It's time we went back to get to the future.